The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It's telly time and the stars of Gift Grub last week, Jennifer Gannon and Patrick Frayne of the Irish Times, have joined us for our weekly TV review. Jennifer, we had Samantha McCaughan on earlier talking about the possibility that Sky wouldn't use RT on its platform if the channels were not offered to Sky for free, and maybe the same might happen with Virgin Media. Could you imagine those providers who supply so much television not having RT in their platforms?
They don't care. I'm just going to say that, like, because they, I mean, today they were saying that, you know, nobody really buys Sky packages or Virgin packages for those channels, essentially.
But if they weren't there, if RT wasn't on them, would you not? Well, maybe you'd get a free view box.
Get a free view, Serviu, yeah. I mean, I don't...
Serviu, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's... I mean, I think it's a pretty... going up against Murdoch is a dicey thing to do anyway, and I think the fact that we all know and are well aware of RT's money woes, and it's pretty transparent that this is another way of them trying to, you know,
it's a bigger thing than just
stump up the kitty.
It's a bigger thing than just RTE, though. Like, what Sky is saying is they don't want to set a precedent, and apparently there's an awful lot of public broadcasters across Europe who are considering charging these kind of transmission fees to providers like Sky, because essentially this stuff costs money. All of the stations, all of the broadcasters are kind of squeezed at the moment, and the idea that we'd give something away for free, and it is, I mean, I'm going back to what I always say about RTE, it is kind of our station, we pay for it. Mm. Like, the Irish people pay for it with their license fees.
We would miss it so badly if it was gone.
Yeah, and the idea that we would give it to... So they're basically, there's a bit of a game going on between the different players at the moment, and there's a big issue coming down the line for public service broadcasters and also for the providers like Sky. So they're basically... they're trying to head off an awful lot of other stations doing this. I'm not sure it's going to pan out in a way that no one pays anything.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be the case. But I also think maybe we should be holding Virgin to ransom and saying, where's our ITV? Can we have that back first?
Yeah, just and some let's sort of talk deals,
about this. Yeah, because we haven't, like, ever since UTV Ireland has disappeared, like, we never got ITV back for Virgin. I mean, for Sky you do, but I mean, there's a lot of homes out there that are still ITV less at this stage.
Okay, now let's move on. And this was something that was shown, this Victoria programme, what station is that on?
It's ITV. On ITV.
We
have it on B3, which is one of the TV3 channels, and it's on the episode that we're talking about. It's going to be on tomorrow, I think, at 9:30. And it's controversial enough because
the British found out about the potato famine.
It's like we've been keeping the famine a secret from them, which we kind of haven't, lads.
Well, I know Tony Blair apologised for it, but then again, most people probably didn't realise that Tony Blair, as British Prime Minister, had apologised. Let's hear the clip from the Victoria programme, which has caused such a fuss in Britain.
Won't you have something to eat?
I cannot eat, my heart is too full.
I understand. Or rather, I hope you will help me to understand.
I have spent my life studying the Bible, ma'am. But nothing has prepared me for what I see every morning out of the window of the rectory. Grown men staggering as if drunk, but actually weak from starvation. Old people who turn away what little nourishment they are offered because they would rather die than be a burden to their families. Babies screaming at their mother's breast because she has no milk. What is even more terrible is nothing is being done to help these poor creatures. Do you know what I saw on the boat coming over here? Bushels of grain on its way to England to be sold. One of those sacks would have fed the children in my parish for a week. How can that be, ma'am? I am only a parson, but I do not understand how a country where famine is stalking the land can send food abroad.
I am the Queen. And I too do not understand.
And she bloody did nothing about it, did she?
Yeah, so this is what, I mean, so kudos to the scriptwriter Daisy Godin for writing a relatively accurate depiction of the famine and what caused it. But what they always do in these programmes, anything about the royals, is they present the royals as, like,
benign.
Like, she looks like she could do nothing.
If only she could have done something.
She said that she was chewing on a raw potato.
Yeah. So she did very little in reality. And the show, like, you get this a lot with Victoria. It's happened in other episodes where there's a historical incident in which Britain is on the wrong side of the history. Somehow she's on the right side as the Queen of England.
But it's nice for, like, a snoozy Sunday night drama to get involved in this kind of thing, because usually they just avoid it. completely or just refer to it. Like, Ireland's never generally referred to in these things because it's too complicated and let's just leave it. So it's nice that they have, and they've done it in a really, you know, visceral way.
It is interesting how little
English people know.
So there's all this kind of big social media response from people who had never heard of the famine, or if they had, they had no idea of British culpability in it. I just think of them, can't wait till they hear about the War of Independence.
But this is the time, this should be the time when, like, young Irish writers or Irish writers in general try and pitch their famine-based shows to the UK.
There's that Hugh Travers show, the comedy sitcom set during the famine, which caused a big furore, which is still out there in development.
It could happen.
Okay, now you mentioned Snoozy Sundays. This particular programme, which comes to TV3 at 9 o'clock next Sunday, is unlikely to be snoozy.
What kind of woman are you looking for, Keith?
Looking for an all-round normal type girl that's up for a bit of laugh and just is kind of random and stuff like that.
Random?
Random, yeah.
Well, that's okay. And have there been many of those notches on the bedpost or just a few lucky girls?
Ah, no, there's been a few over the years now, yeah.
Look at the glint in his eye. Are you replaying them in your head there?
I'm thinking of them now, yeah.
Oh, she was all right, wasn't she?
She was, yeah.
Oh, well, when did you meet him?
Okay, Al Porter, Blind Date, 9 o'clock on Sunday, past the watershed. Yeah. Does that suggest it's not going to be quite like Cilla Black and the Innocents of the 1990s?
It sounds like it's going to be more of the laddie naughties version of, you know, shows like Take Me Out. That's the kind of vibe they're going for, rather than that quaint Saturday afternoon tea time telly.
Yeah, I can't see Al Porter being quaint.
No, somehow.
It will be funny. Like, I'm kind of looking forward to see what they do with it, because there is...
This is perfectly suited for Al.
It is, and he's also a very idiosyncratic presenter. He's got his own sense of humour, so that it'll have all the format stuff we're used to from Blind Date, but it's definitely going to be its own thing. It's not like they've shoehorned in like a random every presenter. It's like a very specific thing.
And it's, you know, everybody has to... least watch the first episode because it's Irish, and you do want to see, do you know anyone, or does anybody know anyone? And then also, apparently, one of the contestants, which is I'm really looking forward to, is apparently a lead singer in a Prodigy tribute act, which I really want to know how that works out, or who is he being? Which one of the Prodigy is he supposed to be?
Maybe
not Charlie
do
the
it
Cat
on the show.
Yeah, I really hope they do.
9 o'clock on Wednesday night is an interesting time. Presumably that's coming on the back of the X Factor.
On the X Factor, so yeah, they're trying to just keep that Domino's or other pizza manufacturers laden audience subdued on the couch. And, you know, I just think with the addition as well, as Tara Flynn is going to be the Ara Graham, and I think she's really fun and can be really witty and interesting. So it's going to be... it'll find its audience, I think. It definitely will. But whether or not they will stick with it week to week
and
is the other thing.
It's the usual problem of whether they will get the right people on. Like, so they apparently already had an issue where they had way more women applying for it than men, and they had to do an extra call out to find the men. But he sounded like a charmer.
Which I always think then maybe there's a reason to have an Irish version of Street Mate instead, where Street Mate is the show where it's on Channel 4, and it was Davina McCall, but now it's Scarlett Moffat from Gogglebox, where she runs up to randomers on the street and attempts to get them to date each other. And that might work out better for the men of Ireland.
Okay, listener says, Jennifer, sure, all those ITV shows, you're complaining about not having ITV, they're all shown on TV3 or B3, like Liar, Victoria, Emmerdale, etc.
But not at the same time.
Yeah, I'm a Celebrity will be on at the same time. I wonder, will they get ITV's Gone to Pot?
It's our favourite show of the year.
We haven't even seen it yet. Gone to Pot involves a busload of British celebrities investigating marijuana in America.
But can we just say that the calibre of celebrities, older celebrities,
there it's Christopher Biggins.
Pat from EastEnders, John Fashnew, Linda Robson. I think basically it's like the Alan Partridge pitch list idea.
Yeah, it's Chris, it's youth hustling with Chris.
Yeah, that's like, what it is. It comes to life.
There's a long history of dealing with drugs and these types of shows. I really hope it involves them trying some drugs, like kind of, I mean,
they're recently. On a, out in front of the
they're cameras. On a psychedelic bus, so they have to. They're on a bus that's like the mystery machine from Scooby-Doo, but I love the quote.
Ken Kesey's Murray Frankie.
It is actually the mystery machine from Scooby-Doo. I've just seen the photograph
of it. The quote from ITV is great. It says, decriminalisation of marijuana is a hot topic in the UK and we couldn't think of better people to investigate the subject.
We couldn't think of
better people than Pat from EastEnders and John Fashanu. Was Louis Theroux not available? No. I mean, it's just, I think it's kind of like that BBC show that they had where Miriam Margolyes and Wayne Sleep and kind of other older celebs were investigating how they treat older people in India and Japan and those kind of cultures. But that had an educational slant on it. This has absolutely no, I don't think, educational worth whatsoever.
As long as they're aware that there's no way we're going to learn anything except potentially what these people are like, Ty.
Yeah, I mean, then, we should have probably guessed when there was an episode of EastEnders with Pat and Peggy in an ice cream van drunk. I think this was a precursor to this.
It's a perfect lead on to your pick of the week, though.
It is? Yeah, my pick of the week is...
Slightly different way of looking at a drug issue in the United States.
Exactly, it is Louis Theroux, and it's called Dark States, Heroin Town, and it's on BBC Two on Sunday at 9, so if you're not watching Blind Date, maybe what you can watch
Yeah,
this.
But this is interesting because he's looking... It's dubbed Heroin Town, but he's looking at prescription painkiller addiction.
Well, basically...
And that's a major issue here in Ireland as well.
It's the clampdown on the prescription painkiller addiction, which is forcing relatively, you know, people that are not attuned to be having a heroin addiction into heroin addiction.
You've written about this, Patrick, haven't you, for the Irish Times? You've actually gone sort of into streets in inner city Dublin.
I've talked to people who've both dealt it and who are addicted to it, and it's a huge problem in loads and loads of Western countries. It's a huge problem. I mean, it's a big factor in American poverty at the moment across the Rust Belt. It's a really big issue. The heroin problems in Dublin have kind of moved on to prescription painkillers, and it's, they're devastating and they're harder to get off than heroin. It's a big deal.
Okay, your pick of the week is?
This is lighter. the Good Place, which just went up, the whole first season went up on Netflix, and they're now showing every episode of the second season each week on Netflix. It's Kristen Bell and Ted Danson.
Ted Danson again.
It's so fancy.
The last time, Ted Danson used to be a regular in Curb Your Enthusiasm. And have you started watching the new series of Curb Your Enthusiasm yet?
Yeah, but he also was in The Brilliant Bored to Death, which definitely deserves a reboot by Netflix.
And he plays a kind of celestial being, which he kind of does in real life as well.
He is a celestial being.
The Good Place is basically Kristen Bell plays somebody who dies and goes to The Good Place, and it's all about the afterlife. It's
by
very
accident.
Entertaining.
Do you know what I did at the weekend? I found it. I bought a box set for the first time in years. And the reason I've bought the box set is I found, and I could never find it online, never found it in any shop over the last 10 or 15 years, The Larry Sanders Show.
Ah, oh, so good.
The entire, every single episode from season one all the way through. I am going to be, every night now, that's what I decided, when I come home from TV3, every night after, to get myself away from news and current affairs, I'm going to watch an episode of The Larry Sanders Show.
But it was so
amazing. Like your own Larry Sanders Show doing the show on TV3, though.
We should film behind the scenes.
And this allows me to say, Jennifer Gannon and Patrick Fain, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.